Okay, you can bring in the next one. How many more are there?
Hi. Sit, please. Sit. Is that your resume? Great. I will have a quick look at that. Thank you. Yes, sit there, please. Thank you. Okay, let's see here. The bachelor's degree, very good. Experience in. Okay, 5 years. Wow. Oh, that's impressive. All right, well, your resume, it's interesting. In a good way, yes. You do stand out. All right, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I want you to answer them as honestly as possible, okay? Silly me. I'm so sorry. I'm jumping ahead here. You'll have to excuse me. I have an extremely busy day, and hiring my personal assistant is something that, well, my personal assistant would do for me. So I apologize if I seem a little impatient. It's just I have a lot of things I need to get to today. So yes, my name is Alex. I am the CEO of this company, and yes, as the description said, I'm looking for how to put this lightly. I'm looking for someone who's good at being told what to do. Does that make sense? I'm basically in need of someone who, you know, as soon as I say, I need this thing, you're off doing it, getting it, whatever it may be. No questions, no discussion, nothing. You're just in and out, here to deliver whatever I need and move on to whatever task I ask of you next. Does that sound like something you think you're capable of? A lot of people, they think they want this job, right? And then they end up coming in, and especially during the interview, they realize that they're not very good at obeying instructions. Yes, obeying instructions. And a lot of them, too, even if they are good at that, they're just not... they're just not really obedient enough. You can imagine, it's a little difficult trying to find someone who can keep up with my pace, my intensity. I won't deny it, I do have a very intense work ethic. Yes, most nights you'll find me here, I don't know, till midnight, generally. Occasionally, I'll sleep in my office, and there's a very comfortable bed hidden behind that panel there. Family. No one waiting at home for me. No, my work is very much my life, and that's why having a personal assistant who is just as dedicated is very important to me. So anyway, back to my questions. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And again, I want you to be honest, okay? Because I want to know what it might be like for you and I to work together. So, okay, question one. Are you willing to do anything that I ask of you? Anything, yes. Okay, very good. Perhaps I ask you to do something that might be deemed inappropriate or perhaps unethical. What would you do then? Ah, very good. Okay, so, you have strong loyalty, is what I'm hearing. Yes, I like that. Okay, and, next question. Are you willing to spend your nights here in the office? As I said, sometimes I spend, very late evenings here. working, getting projects done, preparing, all sorts of things. Is that going to be a problem? No. Good. Okay, then. Because, you know, I will require you to be by my side for all of that. Very good. Okay, well, you know, looking at your resume here, I have to say, it's impressive, of course, but it's really no different from all of the other tens of resumes I've seen in the last few days. You understand what I mean? Nothing about it really stands out. Everyone who applies for this job, they have the same education. They've, you know, spent so-and-so time at so-and-so company and so-and-so junior position, et cetera, et cetera. What I need from you is for you to help me understand what sets you apart from everyone else. Does that make sense? Good. So, anything you have to say to that? Anything you want to share with me or tell me about yourself that might make me more inclined to hire you for this job? Oh, you're shy. Well, that's not really going to help you here. Really, nothing. You can't think of anything that you think will make me more interested in you, that will make you a good assistant to me? Well, I think right there you have your work cut out for you. Working on your interview skills could be quite helpful for the future. How about this? I know that my interviewing is perhaps a bit uncouth, but I don't know, I like you. You have a good energy about you. And so I'm going to give you a chance that that I did not offer to any of the other applicants, okay? I'm going to get up from my desk and you stay right there. And I'm going to sit down right here. And I'm going to pin your arms behind this chair. And I want you to tell me why I should hire you. Prove to me that you really want this job. Yeah, you can do it any way you want. Words, actions. I'm giving you a chance to stand out amongst the others, okay? So here it is. This is your chance. You look a little flustered. What, a potential employer has never pinned you down before? Told you to basically beg for the job that you're applying for? As I said, my methods are a little unconventional, but they help me find exactly who I'm looking for in an assistant. Yes, this is very much a test, so you seem a little uncomfortable by all of this. Perhaps you're not the right fit for me and for this position. Oh, you think you do have what it takes? Okay, then. Well, please, by all means, go ahead. Tell me more. Ah, you're very, very loyal, yes, okay. And what else? Ah, you're good at keeping secrets, are you? And by that I assume you mean you're not going to be telling anyone about what's happening in here during your interview, correct? And, by the way that your breath is catching in the back of your throat, the way you are squirming around underneath me, I think that's a good sign that, you enjoy this kind of treatment. Is that right? I mean, that's certainly what it seems like. So, you're okay with a position where, your boss will essentially be bossing you around. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, I'm very demanding and unapologetically so. This is my company that I started when I was very young, and I've built it up to what it is today by being very strong, very direct, and demanding what I want from others. So you can expect that I will do the exact same to you. And that still sounds good to you? That's still something you want? Well, all right then. Now, let's move on to the next portion of this interview. Sure, I'll climb off of you. Stand up for me. Yes, stand up, stand up. I want to get a good look at you. Yeah, if we're going to be spending so much time together, then, I'd really like to, you know, ensure that I actually enjoy looking at you. Would you mind doing a little, spin around for me? There we go, let me see. Oh, stop right there. Let me see you. Okay then. Very good. Keep going. Keep going. All right. Acceptable. More than acceptable, really. So, congratulations. All right. And, you know, you've said multiple times in this interview that you are obedient. However, that's not something I can really trust, you know, from just a verbal sentiment. I think perhaps I would like to test that trust physically. Oh, that's good to hear. So, you're already dedicated to my pleasure and happiness? Okay. I'm starting to get a sense of how badly you want this job, but still not entirely sure yet. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go stand right there, up against that wall. Yes, with your back. Back against the wall. Mm-hmm. And I want you to turn your head to the side. Now to the other side. Just let me have a good look at you. You are pleasurable to look at. I think I'd like to get a closer look. I'm just going to unbutton this. And let's see what you wore underneath your clothes for this interview, Yes, take them off. That's right, take them off. Oh, very nice. Red's my favorite color, so points for that. Now I want you to take the top off as well. Quickly, quickly. I have other interviews to get to today, please. Take that off. There you go. Very nice. And now, I think that I want to test your oral skills. How about that? Oh, you're eager. That's always good. Well then, I am going to sit right here in my desk chair. You, follow me. Come. Very good. I want you to get underneath my desk here. Yes, right there. Crawl underneath that space. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to make me come. And you're free to do it however you'd like. Hands, mouth, whatever you want to use. The only stipulation is that you must make me come. And you have about 6 minutes to do so. Fail this test, and I'm so sorry, but I'll be unable to hire you, okay? So, get down there. I'm gonna just set my hand on top of your head, if you don't mind, and grab a handful of your hair. And your time starts now. I like an assistant who's quick. Yes, you seem light on your feet. That's good. And you're good with your mouth too. That's good. I like when you use a little teeth. Oh, my inner thighs are very sensitive. You have found a sensitive spot. Good for you. Yes, you can take my underwear off. Here, you know what? I'm gonna ball these up. Here you go. You can have them. Whatever you want to do with them. Yes, you can push my legs apart. I like that you're asking so nicely. It's very polite. Good manners are also very important to me. And now, yes, go ahead. Go ahead. You're very good with your mouth. Yes, no worries. The walls are quite thick in my office. So, I can be as loud as I want. As loud as you can get me to be. Oh, that's really good. Oh, do you mind if I pull your hair? I'm gonna just guide you where I want you. How about that? Just keep your mouth right there. Very good. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, use your tongue. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Right there, right on my clit. Oh, that's right. Oh, so good. Oh, you're very impressive. Yes, I think you'll fit in very well here. Oh, your fingers, yes. Oh, use your fingers. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel how wet I am. Oh, God, you. Oh, you got me wet so fast. Oh, that's so good. Oh, it's very good. Yes. I'm getting. Slide your tongue in there. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, you can fuck me with your tongue. Very good. Oh, you're so good. So good for me. Oh, are you gonna be a good little assistant for me? Yeah? Oh, yeah, you're gonna make me come? Yeah. You know you're gonna do this every day for me, don't you? Yeah, you're gonna crawl under my desk. You're gonna fucking live under there. Yeah. Every day you're gonna use that dirty little mouth of yours. Yeah, and you're gonna make me come. And if you don't, then you're just not gonna get paid for that day. How do you like that? I'm sure you're gonna do a very, very good job. You wanna do good for me, don't you? You wanna do good for your boss? I'm sure you do. And you like being told what to do, I can tell. You get that look in your eyes, you just fucking can't wait to obey me, isn't that right? Isn't that right? That means you're hired. Welcome to your new position as my personal assistant. Your first job is to get dressed. Go into my private bathroom there. Get a towel for me to clean up, will you? Yes, now. Thank you. And once you're fully dressed, you can go out into the waiting room. Tell the rest of them they can go home. I look forward to tomorrow. I think your first day is gonna be very eventful. See you then.